نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Sirius FM and Radio Al-Ansar International, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, our Qari Sahib Saeed from Tanzania, MashaAllah, he read about Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam and how Allah Jalla Wala rescued them, and how Almighty Allah drowned the Pharaoh and his cronies. And our Maulvi Sahib of South Africa, MashaAllah, always he read about Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi sallam. So before I start, 2 points. Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned once in the Quran Sharif. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name nami isme grami, honorable name, is mentioned 4 times in the noble Quran, and Surah chapter 47 is dedicated to the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your name is Ahmad, your name is Muhammad, what does it mean? For the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah jalla wa ala states, Muhammadur Rasulullah. What is the meaning? The meaning is you, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you were praised, you are praised, and you will always be praised. By who? By Almighty Allah Himself. If you want to praise a person, once, twice, Mahmood. But Muhammad all the time is praised. So we need to understand the glory, the beauty, the style, the diction of the Arabic language. In the creation and universe, who praise Almighty Allah Jalla Wala the most? Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am Ahmad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The master is addressing. Allah Ta'ala gave the name. I will praise you, O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the most in the entire universe and creation. Our topic for tonight, mashallah, is Ashura and Karbala. Regarding Ashura, there are so many messages people are sending and so forth. We are Muslims, alhamdulillah, we belong to the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, so we believe in the Quran Sharif, we believe in the Sunnah Mubarakah, we love the Ahlul Bayt, the family and household of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We must love every sahabi and companion and student of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We love the awliyaullah and khasan-e khuda, the special friends of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. And we follow the 4 schools of thought, Shafi'i, Maliki, Hanbali, Hanafi. That sums up the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So regarding Ashura, what should we do? Tonight is an auspicious night. First thing you need to understand. Tonight is an auspicious night, big night. Tomorrow is an auspicious day. Yawmun Azim is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. And remember, Inna Yawman Min Ayyamillah is mentioned. And Almighty Allah states, Wadhakirhum Bi Ayyamillah. When great events, incidents take place, so we must remember, we are told to remind people about these narratives, incidents and events and so forth and so on. So first thing, we must make sincere tawbah. It's not night of celebration, sight of the time for, you know, to be just wine is this thing, we just eat and drink and so forth. No. So the non-Muslims, they have their wine and swine and so forth. We must be reflecting. A new year has started. The year 1443. Tonight is the night of Ashura. The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. تَابَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ وَيَتُوبُ فِيهِ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ آخَرِينَ. Allah Jalla wa'ala accepted the tawbah of a people, that is the Israelites Bani Israel, and Almighty Allah will accept the tawbah of people in the latter generations. So my first message to all of you esteemed listeners is tonight, whether you are in a masjid, whether you are at home, wherever you are, at least read 2 rakat salatul tawbah. Go into sajda out of salat and cry to Almighty Allah. This one tear of ours can extinguish the whole Jahannam, my brothers. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِ رَبِّي وَوَسَاجِدٌ فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى is authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. The nearest the servant slave comes to Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala is when that servant, he or she, is in sujood and cry and beg Almighty Allah abundantly in that posture and position. Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. So we beg Almighty Allah, and we beg Almighty Allah to make decisions in our favor. So for us, our family, the entire Ummah and Muslimah. So that tonight is one night, tomorrow also, that time for Tawbah. Allah Jalla wa'ala loves us more than our beloved parents and wants us to be successful. So therefore He grants us all these special occasions. Number two, we should be fasting. Remember, I mentioned last night as well, the Jews, they have their own calendar, and it's called Rosh Hashanah, their new year. The first month of the Jewish calendar is called Tishri, and for them, they call it Yom Kippur. Yom is Arabic. So Arabic and Hebrew and Syriac and all these belong to one group, Semitic languages. So Yom Kippur, if you translate it, the Day of Atonement, the day of begging Allah for forgiveness. So they keep the fast, so we must oppose them. So today the brothers, sisters who kept fast, mashallah, so tomorrow is the main day, Ashura. So we keep the fast, and those who didn't keep today, so tomorrow and Friday, inshallah, you keep the fast. It's authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. أَحْتَسِبُ عَلَى اللَّهِ أَن يُكَفِّرَ السَّنَةَ الَّتِي قَبْلَهَا that Almighty Allah will forgive the sins of the previous year. From last year, Ashura, to this year, Ashura, only through His grace, mercy and benevolence. And third one, mashallah, your wives, your children, all are waiting if you haven't done so now. The hadith in Bayhaqi, the hadith in Razin, in Mishkat Sharif. And remember, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man wassa'a ala iyalihi fi nafaqa yawma ashura, wassa'a allahu sa'ira sanati. Whosoever is but generous, extra generous, to your wives, to your children, to your family members, Allah Jalla wa'ala will increase your risk and sustenance for the remainder of the year. You know Imam Shafi'i, what a genius he was. When we asked Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, he celebrated student. When I say we ask, I mean his books. So they tell us who is Shafi'i rahimahullah. He said, a Shafi'i ka shamsi lid dunya. Imam Shafi is like the sun for the world. He illuminated the world with his knowledge. Imam Shafi's teacher is Sufyan bin Uyayna rahimahullah. Imam Sufyan bin Uyayna states, mentioned in Lataiful Ma'arif of Ibn Rajab Hanbali, فَجَرَّبْنَاهُ فَوَجَدْنَاهُ كَذَلِكَ. We tried this for 50, 60 years. That when Ashura came, the night of Ashura, or the day of Ashura, we were but generous, extra magnanimous to our wives, our children, our family members. And Allah Jalla wa'ala made the risk easy for us for the whole year. So my brother, mashallah, you had your meals, everything. Now after the program, go to your wife, go to your children, give them something if you have not done so. Your daughter-in-laws, give your mother-in-law. Whole time you've got your people's problems, you know. In-laws, outlaws, meh-meh, tu-tu the whole day. You know meh-meh, tu-tu. I say, you say, and everybody wants to be right. So tonight, forget all this. Make one another forgive, maaf, and inshallah, Allah's mercy will come and so forth. So that these are the actions mentioned in the Hadith Sharif, Allah Jalla Wala give us tawfiq. You will see that there's so many things going on. Read this Nafil Salat, read this Nafil Salat. It's fine, you can read, but don't consider it a Sunnah. So many du'as, the du'a of Ashura and so forth, is not proven in authentic Hadith. So it's fine, some ulama tried it and so forth, so we can read. But remember, the best du'as to read are enshrined in the Noble Quran. All the Rabbana, 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 read that. Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani, who's buried in Iran, he's buried in Ray. If you go to Iran, Tehran is here, and a twin city combined, and now right next to Tehran, is called Ray. Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani is buried there in Ray. Imam Abu Hanifa and Imam Malik's outstanding student. Somebody asked him, what is dua? Explain to me what is dua. He said, dua ka maqsad parna nahi, dua ka maqsad mangna hai. The aim is not just to read, read, read and finish. The aim is to beg, is to petition, is to beseech Almighty Allah. So we praise Almighty Allah Jalla Wala first and foremost. And thereafter we read Durood Sharif Salawat upon Sayyidul Awwaleen Wal Akhireen, upon the Master Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then we beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for our needs. Dunya is a place of needs. So that is Durood Sharif. I told you before as well, it's also a word, a Persian word, Farsi. You have a farm and you have bumper crops, a huge harvest, bumper harvest. You're going to sell it at maximum profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, in minimum time. So that is what is meaning of durood, literally, when you study philology and the history of words. So when we read sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we send salawat and salam, salutations and peace upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then minimum words we use and maximum optimum reward descends upon us. Imagine it's a win-win situation. So these are the actions we should try and do. And one more thing Allah just put in my head now. That many a time, me and you, I'm a husband, you're a husband, we have our arguments and what. You husbands, Surah 4 verse 19, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Learn to treat your wives with love, equity, justice and so forth. Remember, it is no shame in Islam that you go to your wife and tell her, oh popi, oh honey, oh darling, oh sweetheart, make me maaf. Rather, we ask them maaf now in this world. And she also will ask you for maaf if we take the initiative. So my brothers, many a time, the whole day and night I'm busy with this. This family is dysfunctional. That marriage is on the rocks. The husband in the docks. So tonight, make peace with Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Make peace with creation as well. So that is the message of Ashura. Regarding Karbala and all those issues, you need to understand the political dynamics of Islam and the history as well. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, Milad Mubarak took place in Makkah Mukarrama, 53 years there, then Medina Munawwara 10 years. In the 11th year, the Master alayhi salatu salam made parda, the demise took place. Who is the Khalifa? Thaniyath Nain, the second of the two. Almighty Allah mentions in Surah 9, verse number 40, that you, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, radiyallahu anhu warda, you are the second of the two. Second of the two in the cave, second of the two when you entered Medina Munawwara, second of the two on the musalla of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So immediately after that, the Sahaba knew what to do, and they placed their hands in the hand of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, radiyallahu anhu warda. His rule was very short, 2.25 years. I won't go into the details now, inshallah, in one of the other programs. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu was Waliyul Ahad. Waliyul Ahad means during his lifetime. He, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, already designated him. After my demise, Umar Farooq, Amirul Mu'mineen, will be the Khalifa and the ruler. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ عُمَرْ. Who is Umar radiallahu ta'ala an? Sab aaye, Umar ko bulaya gaya. Everybody came, Umar didn't come. Umar was invited to come. You understood that? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his yadehi asharifatain, his mubarak hands, and made dua. Allahumma izzal Islam bi Umar ibn al-Khattab or bi Amr ibn Hisham. Ya Allah, bring Umar to our side. or bring Amr to our side. Amr bin Hisham became Abu Jahl. Umar bin Khattab became Amirul Mu'mineen. Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu warda. That is Umar. Who is Umar? What he said on the Farsh, Allah would send from the Arsh. 22 ayats were revealed like that. Go open Ulumul Quran of Suyuti Rahimahullah, you will find it. All the verses and so forth. In Bukhari Sharif it's mentioned, Wafaqtu Rabbi fi Thalas. There are three suggestions I gave to the Master alayhi salam, and Allah revealed the verses accordingly, just like that. The genius he was, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu. So in the ending of the year 23, so he is stabbed, he is martyred and so forth, his dua is accepted as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Allahumma arzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik, waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. Ya Allah, let me pass away as a martyr, and let me pass away in the city of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And not only his dua is accepted, one is to be buried in Medina Munawwara, and remember, one is to be buried in Baqi, one is to be buried right next to the Master alayhi salam, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Who can take this honor away? No one. Then comes on the 1st of Muharram, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu becomes Khalifa. Who is Sayyidina Uthman, my brothers? He married two daughters of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one after the other, received the title of Dhun-Nurayn, and remember the two effulgence. First Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu anha, after her demise, then Sayyida Umm Kulthum radiallahu anha. No one in the world from Nabi Adam alayhi salam's time, right till the last baby child to be born, no one ever will have this distinction. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu is martyred in the year 35 towards the ending, and then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda becomes the Khalifa. So remember this turmoil in Medina Munawwara and so forth. One side, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, Sahaba, senior Sahaba are saying that there must be justice for the people who murdered Sayyidina Umar, meaning Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anh, that they must be brought to book and they must face punishment and so forth. Such a crime they committed. If you want to know about this crime more, go to Uzbekistan, and there's a big museum in the capital there, Tashkent, which we visited, and there UNESCO and all of them, they made all their tests and so forth. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala who passes away in the year 35. The Quran Sharif he was reading from, and where his blood spilled on the Quran Sharif, فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. That Quran Sharif you will find in the museum in Tashkent. I saw it, alhamdulillah. So my brothers, you must remember that Allah Jalla Wala leaves this as signs to show humanity and posterity. There is no other scripture that is protected and preserved in its original form, and that is Quran Sharif. Today in this majma'ya, I can take an oath, there are over 10-20 huffaz. So you must remember, you go study all the other religions, they can't produce one. When we ask the Pope, you read, you must remember the Bible from cover to cover and so forth. So what the answer comes, there's no hope for the Pope, you must remember. And you will see the other religions the same. So the point I'm making, remember, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu did not want bloodshed. He said, I will give my life, but I don't want. Blood must be spilled here in Medina Munawwara. So that is Sayyidina Uthman, he gave his life. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu knew the situation is very volatile, and so he left Medina Munawwara and he went then to Iraq. This is the first time the Khilafat moved from Medina Munawwara to Iraq. Now the place where he was is Kufa. Have we been to Iraq, Kufa, all these places? If you know Arabic, there are two terms. It's not hadith, it's just sayings in Arabic, but there are students here, ulama. It's good to know this. So regarding Iraq, you can't say everybody now, but you will say for many people, Ahlul Iraq, Ahlul Nifaq. The people of Iraq, many a time, they practice on Nifaq and hypocrisy. And even Imam Malik said that. When Imam Abu Hanifa met him the first time, he asked him, in Masjid Nabawi, he said, Min Aina Anta, from where you are? He said, Ahlul Iraq. He said, from Iraq. So Imam Malik said, Ahlul Iraq, Ahlul Nifaq. So Imam Abu Hanifa was genius, he kept quiet. So when the time came, he read one verse. وَمِنَ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ مَرَدُوا عَلَى النِّفَاقِ. See the genius, Imam Abu Hanifa. He's saying, Malik, you're the genius. But you told me that we are from Iraq and some of us are, we are hypocrites. But the Quran says some people of Medina are also hypocrites. See, you need to be a genius to understand these things. Nevertheless, let's carry on. It's all academic discussion. Thereafter, you must remember the city we're speaking about is Kufa. In Arabic, we have a term called Al-Kufi La-Yufi. These people of Kufa, they don't fulfill their promises. Now, you can't make sweeping statements, everybody. You will say majority or many of them, that's what they did. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala is the Khalifa, is Amirul Mu'mineen, is Fatih Khaybar in Muharram, in the 7th year of the Hijrah. Remember, if you go 150 kilometers from Medina Munawwara, you will find a place called Khaybar, and there were big forts, you must remember this. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, La'utiyanna raya, I will give this banner and flag to that person, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, may yuhibbullah wa rasoola, وَيُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. He loves Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam love him. Every Sahabi wanted. Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked Aina Ali the next day. They said, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is ill, his eyes are paining. Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took his busak mubarak, his saliva mubarak, blessed saliva, placed it on the eyes of Sayyidina Ali. Look at Sahaba. The day Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu is born, he is, Zubair is his father, Asma, the daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, is his mother. And the day he's born, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, they took him to the master alayhi salatu wasalam, and the first thing the Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did was take his busak mubarak, his saliva, and placed it in his mouth of Abdullah bin Zubair. Then the dates went inside. Imagine. So yeah, mashallah, I see Hafiz Muhsin there, mashallah. His wife gave birth also. So now you see that what happens to us, that we will say, this Maulana, this one. If we put our busak, Allah alone knows what will happen. So remember, busak means saliva. So just put the dates, that is the sunnah. I want to just show you the master, alayhi salatu salam, mu'jizat. So anyway, the Fatih Khaybar is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. It is Ramadan, it's the 40th year of the Hijrah, and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is martyred and murdered, and in Kufa and so forth. And who is the murderer? That you must remember, Abdurrahman bin Muljim. And Nabi alayhi salam said, Qatilu Aliyin finnar, the person who martyrs, murders Sayyidina Ali, he goes straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. Now who becomes the Khalifa after that? Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. Sayyidina Ali, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anhuma, their nikah took place during Ramadan. Today if you tell people perform nikah in Ramadan, they look at you like you're crazy. So remember, in the second year, in the third year, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu was born. In the fourth year, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu's milad mubarak took place. Hence, when the master alayhi salam's demise took place, they were 8 and 7 years old respectively. So Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu becomes the Khalifa, but he is a man of great wisdom. He's part of the Ahlul Bayt. See the word, I want you to pay attention here. It's hadith in Bukhari Sharif. One day Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam rendering advice to Sahaba, and on the mimbar, on the pulpit, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu is sitting. And what did Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Inna bani hadha sayyidun. So when we take the name of Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, it's better to say, we can say Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, no problem. But remember this, it's better to use the word which the Master alayhi salam used. Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, inna bni hadha sayyidun, la alla allaha ayyusliha bihi bayna fiyataini min al-muslimin. Allah will use him to bring about reconciliation within the rank and file of the Muslim. So, what does he do? After 6 months, he resigns. He gives up the Khilafat. And what does he do? He goes from Iraq, goes to Damascus, meets Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala and says, I'm handing over the Khilafat to you. Thereafter, every person in the Ummah, Sahaba, Tabi'in, whoever, they came and they took oath of allegiance on the hand of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu or his governors in different provinces, different parts of the empire and so forth. Do you know who's Amir-e-Muawiyah? Quickly, three things. Amir-e-Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, was already appointed as the governor of Sham, of Syria and the Levant, that is Syria, Jordan, Palestine and those areas. In time of Sayyidina Usman, it carried on. Time of Sayyidina Ali, because of the death of Sayyidina Usman, there was the division. Nevertheless, for 20 years he was governor. That is Amir-e-Muawiyah radiallahu. Now on the year 41 in our Islamic history is known as Amul Jama'a, the year of unity, the year of reconciliation. One Khalifa, one ruler, one Amirul Mu'minin. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. أَوَّلُ جَيْشٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي يَغْزُونَ الْبَحْرَ فَقَدْ أَوْجَبُ. You go open Kitabul Jihad in Bukhari, بَابُ مَا جَاءَ فِي قِتَالِ Rum, when you're going to make war against the Romans. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the first person of this ummah who will go on a naval vessel and to fight the enemy, for them Jannat is assured inshallah. Who was the first person to have this distinction? No one else but Amir-e-Muawiyah. There's consensus on that. If you go open Bukhari Sharif, go read the commentaries, all that you will find it there. So Amir-e-Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala and who is the Khalifa from the year 41, everything is stable, one ruler, and Afghanistan is in the news. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu conquered Kabul in his time. Amir-e-Muawiyah radiallahu anhu conquered other parts of Afghanistan. So the Islamic empire is spreading, expanding all the time. In the year 56, now this is the crucial point, you need to understand. In the year 56, he, Amir-e-Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, and he is the brother-in-law of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his sister, Umm Habiba radiallahu anha, is the Zawja Mutahara, the honorable wife and spouse of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I have a mother, she passed away, Allah give Jannatul Firdaus. I have her brother, my mama ji, so he's Hafiz, but he passed away. So he, Amir-e-Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, becomes Khalul Muslimin, the uncle of the Ummah. Remember that, the mama ji of the Ummah. Understand this. Anyway, in the year 56, so he appointed his son Yazid to be the Khalifa in this sense. When I die, then you will be in charge. It is 22nd of Rajab, the year is 60, and he, Amir-e-Muawiyah radiallahu anhu's demise takes place. I went to his Qabr Mubarak. You must remember, on the time of his demise, he told the people who were there, you see these nails, I have the Mubarak nails of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I have the Mubarak hair, Bal Mubarak, authentic that is. So of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you place it here under my eye on, and then you leave me. Khallu baini wa baina arhamir rahimin. You leave here and it's between me and Almighty Allah. So this is the year 60 and the month is Rajab and the date is 22nd Rajab. Yazid now takes power because he was designated by his father. But now not everybody is going to accept it. He's sitting there, you must remember. Yazid is not Sahabi. So you must remember that he's sitting in Damascus. The governors are everywhere. So in Medina they said and told the people, you must take Yazid as the ruler. So major Sahaba, senior Sahaba said no. Sayyidina Hussein said no. Radiallahu an. Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu said no. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu said no. Abdullah bin Umar said no. So these are senior sahaba. From Medina Munawwara, he, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu leaves. And at night, Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu leaves. They're staying in Makkah. No one is harming them there. And remember in Makkah, you can't do that. Now is the 60th year of the Hijrah. And it is Hajj season. You know, when you go for Hajj, on the 8th of Zulhijjah, you fasten ihram and you go from Makkah, now this Aziziyah. Aziziyah is part of Makkah. So from Makkah, you go to Mina. He, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, saw a dream. He made istikhara, all. And he told the people, now I'm leaving. So many letters have come from Kufa, from Iraq and so forth. And they want I must be the Khalifa and ruler. They will take the oath of allegiance on my hand and so forth. It is the day Yawm al-Tarwiyah. People are going to Mina. Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is leaving Makkah. Now look at these Sahaba, Abdullah bin Abbas, Abdullah bin Umar, Abdullah bin Zubair, his own brother, Muhammad bin Hanafiya, his father is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, his mother is different. So you must remember they begged him, oh Hussein, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, don't go, these people here are treacherous people. See what they did to your father, see what they did to your brother, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Ali's demise in 40, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu's demise in 50. Sayyidina Hassan used to tell the people, these Kufis, don't trust them. They even stabbed me and they stole my wealth and they put my tent on fire. So go open Al-Bidayah wa Nihaya and all these books on history you will find. So he, Taqdeer, Sayyidina Hussein goes. Before that, he sent his first cousin, Muslim bin Aqil. You go there and see what is really happening. So the people were elated and delighted that the representative of Sayyidina Hussein came, radiallahu anhu. But on the 8th, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, who leaves and departs, on the day of Arafah, the 9th, Muslim bin Aqil is martyred and killed there in Iraq. It's not like nowadays. Today, every minute, every hour, you get breaking news and what. So it takes days. Sayyidina Hussein does not know, radiallahu anhu. He's going, and then you must remember the news came, Muslim bin Aqil is martyred. Sayyidina Hussein says, we better go back, and remember, these people have deceived us. But Muslim bin Aqil's children were what? They said, no, we must go. My father is martyred. Said, fine. And then he met Farazdak, the Shair, the poet, and he asked him, how's things in Iraq? So he said, قُلُوبُهُمْ مَأَكْ. Their hearts are with you, O Sayyidina Hussein, but their suyuf and their swords are with the other party. Now you come to the question, مَنْ قَتَلَ الْحُسَيْنِ. Who martyred Sayyidina Hussein? That's the crucial question you have to ask. So you must remember when Sayyidina Hussein reached Karbala, it was already the 61st year of the Hijrah, and remember that Thursday, which was the 9th of Muharram, and 10th was a Friday, Ashura, 61st year, that Zuhr Salat, Asr Salat, Maghrib, Isha, they read behind Sayyidina Hussein, radiallahu anhu, they knew he's the best of Allah's creation living at that time. So all that was in his place. But Sayyidina Hussein told them, Dad, let me go back from where I came, Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwarah. Let me go to one of the borders, or let me go meet Yazid. They said no. So we can negotiate this. So they didn't. So this is the third force. So the third force are the people of Kufa. And I gave Maulana Zubair, your imam, here some Arabic pages. One page, the ulama students know Arabic, you will find all these quotations. You go to their books and see what it is. I'm reading from their book now. Innal Imam Hussein. The words are a little bit different because that's how they pronounce it. Innal Imam Hussein alayhi salam da'a alayhim. So he made dua against them before his martyrdom and cursed them. Sayyidina Hussein curses them. And what dua he makes? Allahumma in matta'tahum ilaheen fafarriqhum firaqa. Oh Allah, if they love very long, make them splinter groups. Wala tardal wulatu anhum abada. Never let their rulers and leaders be pleased with them. They told the world they're coming liyansuruna, to come and help us. Faqataluna. This is written in the book Irshad by Sheikh Mufid, their author. You go and see. We got everything in black and white. So I've been to Iran, we've been to Iraq with Allah's help, and we brought books from all these places from Allah's help. Go to the eyewitness of Karbala, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's son, Hazrat Zainul Abideen. He was very ill, so he was one side in his tent, but he's seeing what's happening and unfolding. His father is martyred, murdered, everything, and what does he say? Ya ahl al-Kufa, O you people of Kufa, what you did? إِنَّكُمْ كَتَبْتُمْ إِلَىٰ أَبِي. You wrote letters to my father and you invited him. ثُمَّ تَرَكْتُمُ وَخَذَلْتُمُ. Then you left him in a lurch and then you withdrew your help and everything. This is the key word, my brothers. This is Hazrat Zainul Abideen, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala's beloved son. He poses a question and I pose the same question to you. بِأَيِّ أَيْنٍ تَنْظُرُونَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ. Tomorrow, how will you face the Master, alayhi salatu salam? Wa huwa yaqulu lakum. Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will tell you, قاتلتم إترتي. You, the people of Kufa, you murdered my Nawasa. You murdered Sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You murdered my beloved Hussein radiallahu an, whom I used to embrace, who I used to kiss, who I made dua for. Al Hassan wal Hussein, Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah. Authentic hadith, again the word Sayyid is used. They will be the leaders of the people in Jannah. Hadith in Tirmidhi, one hand Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu an, other hand Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an. Allahumma inni uhibbuhuma fa ahibbahuma wa ahibba may yuhibbuhuma. Ya Allah, I love my grandsons. You love them and love the person who loves them. For us is integral. We prepare to give our lives for them, for every sahabi. But you must know the truth, not the propaganda. So remember this, that he asked them the question. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam will address you and say, you murdered and martyred my grandson. Wantahaktum hurmati. You desecrated my family's name and reputation. No one can do it, but you desecrated it or tried to desecrate. Falastum min ummati. You don't belong to this ummah, you're outside. It's not my fatwa. It's not your fatwa. This is the person who was present in Karbala and he saw everything unfolding with his own eyes. Hazrat Zainul Abideen. Al-Ihtijaj. Mansur Tabrasi's book. Go and see. I got it there. I'm giving it to you who know. Contact Mawzubir. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's beloved daughter, his honorable mother, Fatima Kubra radiallahu anha, the senior Fatima, Sayyida Fatima, Fatima to Sayyida to Nisa'i Ahlul Jannah. See the word Sayyid again? She is the leader of the women in Jannah. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. Sayyida Fatima Sugra, Sayyidina Hussein's daughter, father is martyred. She's asking them, Ya Ahl al-Makr, oh you the people wal-ghadr, you deceivers, you treacherous people, plotting and scheming, what you did? You martyred my father. Tabbal lakum wa la'natullah alaykum. Allah decimate and destroy you and Allah curses you. Qataltum abi kama qataltum jaddi bil ams. Today you martyred my father, previously you martyred my grandfather Sayyidina Ali. These shaitans of Kufa, is it in there? You can go see. They started singing poetry. And what they said? They said, yes, نَحْنُ قَتَلْنَا عَلِيًّا وَبَنِي عَلِيِّ بِسُيُوفٍ هِنْدِيَّةٍ وَرِمَاحِ. If it was our books, then you can say it. We are being biased. And it's your books. They said, yes, we murdered and martyred Sayyidina Ali. Yes, we martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. And we used the swords and the spears made from India. So who are the murderers? That is what you must understand. So my brothers, when we speak of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we speak with evidence. Not come with fairy tales, this book got this and that. Come tell me about that. Speak with evidence. And we using your scriptures, your books, your everything. So that is what Karbala taught us. One big lesson of Karbala was, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an. Now you students of hadith and so forth, we must always say I'm a student of hadith and Quran and Sunnah. So Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, young man, that he reported 13 ahadith from his beloved Nana, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, reported 8 ahadith directly from Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many hadiths we know, our children know? Think properly. So we need to uphold the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in all walks of life. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu gave his life for what? The khilafat system must, there was fear that maybe it could change into a monarchy system or could change into some other system. So no, I don't want any change and I want it must remain the same. So that is the main message we need to understand. So tonight is the night of Ashura, my brothers. Make dua for the entire ummah, those who are alive, those who have passed away. Allah Ta'ala grant all of them Jannatul Firdaus. We must thank all our brothers who are responsible for making these programs possible. Our capital group, our Ajim Muhammad with ikhlas. And I just spoke, and his brother passed away, Farooq, many 20 years ago on this day also. So Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus, and all the others, those who are ill and sick. So many people are requesting du'as. So brothers, we will recite a short du'a now. And because you know there, we have to thank our Haj Hafiz Shabir Basha of Radio Ansar, Faisal Asmal of Radio Sirius FM, and the Capital Group and all. So because everybody got their tight schedules, so inshallah 5 minutes du'a we'll make inshallah. But what I'm requesting from you is this. You all know just last month what happened in Durban. So my brothers, you have to think properly and reflect. I'm not here to judge anybody, but one point I'll leave you with. Hassinu amwalakum bizakat. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hadith in the marasil of Imam Abu Dawood, protect your wealth by the payment of zakat. Make sure that our zakat is up to date. We all say we love Almighty Allah, we love Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we love the Ahlul Bayt, we love Sahaba, we love Awliyaullah. Kullun yadda'i bihubbi Layla, wa Layla la tuqirru bizak. Everybody used to say they love Layla. Layla says nobody loves me. My Majnoon loves me. When they told Majnoon, your Layla's teeth are crooked, your eyes are squint, he said you need the eyes of Majnoon to see the beauty of Layla. So my brothers, me and you, every day give out some swadaqa. When we give out the charity 102 rand, then we can say our creed and our deed are corresponding with one another. So when we do that, Allah protects us inshallah at all times, all places. Make that a habit starting tonight inshallah. And give your honey some money also inshallah. So she will be very, very happy with you inshallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر طالبان في كل مكان وفي كل زمان يا رب العالمين اللهم عليك بأعداء الدين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم اغفر لي ولزوجتي ولوالدي ولإخوتي ولأخواتي ولمن له حق علينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا أرحم الراحمين ارحمنا يا أكرم الأكرمين أكرمنا يا خير الرازقين ارزقنا فالله خير حافظ وأرحم الراحمين قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب رسولك وحب أهل البيت وحب أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارزقنا شفاعة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.